Everybody, we just watched New Japan's Fighting Spirit Unleashed, so we'll wait till these things connect real quick, and it was a real good show. So,
Jesus Christ, was it a good show.
Yeah, if you're watching on Periscope or Facebook or wherever it is, please make sure you hit the share button. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe, like, comment, share, all that good stuff. We have a cat purring today, so we have a guest host
on
this cat. She'll be right back. Or Kyle will be right back. He is not a sheep. In case you weren't aware, I'm going to do this real quick. And use the chat, guys. Unlike our usual things, we will actually react to y'all's comments.
Yeah,
a little different than what we usually do when we do our live podcast stuff. It's a little different, but let me go through here.
Thank you. What's up, Brian Payne?
What's up, Brian? Thank you for complimenting the shirts. Obviously, we were very happy tonight. So, do you want to pull up the card? Do you have your phone?
I do not have my... Oh, yes, I do, actually. It's right here.
Let's pull up the card so we can make sure we don't forget any of these things here. So, while you guys are in the comments, while Kyle is pulling up the card, please make sure to, in the comments, let us know what did you think about the show. We have a poll out where you can vote a letter grade, but... let me know what it is that you think was the show. Like, what was your favorite match? What did you give it, like, as far as grade and all that good stuff? But the first thing I want to talk about before we get into the card is how different the presentation was for this show versus all of the other New Japan shows we've seen in America the last year. I think that's important to talk about, right? Like, it looked like an old school feel.
Yeah, I immediately said, like, when they first came out, I was like, this feels like old school wrestling. It felt like a late 70s, mm-hmm. early 80s style feel. Right. You had, like, the low camera angles, like the mm-hmm. hard cam. You had the lighting.
Yeah.
It was top notch.
Yeah, and the lighting was the big thing, too, like, which was great because the crowd was not full.
No.
It was full-ish, but there were enough yellow seats that you could see that there were not. It was not a sellout.
Plus, it's a yellow seat, so that's what's
right,
going to pop.
Right. So I do enjoy...
And a sea of black.
Yeah, a sea of black Bullet Club shirts. Or all the New Japan shirts are black, really. Switchblades are black. Yeah. Chaos shirts are black. Great show from top to beginning, or top to end. So let's go through it. What's first match?
We had Jushin Thunder Liger, Taguchi, and ACH versus Roppongi 3K.
Yeah, I know that neither of us were really paying full attention to this show, to that match, but I thought it was a good opening match.
It was a good opening match. I obviously wasn't paying that much attention. I was doing a little bit of laundry.
Yeah, yeah.
But ACH, he stood out to me.
Yeah, ACH looked great. Roppongi 3K is good. Rocky Romero looks fine most of the time. Taguchi got his comedy spots in. I think that was enough of a preview. You know, this was an American show, so they're not going to concentrate on these Japanese stars as much, which there's something to be said about that. I guess we'll talk about that at the end. But otherwise, I thought it was a good opener.
It was only 9 minutes.
Right. The first two matches were a total of like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like intro and everything.
Yeah, because we moved on to The Addiction, which is Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian versus Bullet Club Elite, which is Hangman Page and Chase Owens.
Yeah, and of course Chase Owens took the pin because that's what he's there for.
That's what he does best.
He's definitely there just to take pins and lose. So.
This was probably my worst match of the night.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't anything special. It was very forgettable. I didn't think Hangman got enough offense in.
No.
And he's your star that was in that match, I think. But, I mean...
What can you do sometimes?
Whatever.
But we move on to another six-man tag, which was Jeff Cobb, Chris Sabin, and Flip Gordon versus Chaos, which was Goto, Beretta, and Chucky T.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the Periscope real quick because I don't think the chat is working.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Sometimes we have to relog in.
God damn.
Oh, I guess it is working. So if you guys are watching on Periscope or whatever, please make sure you retweet it and all that good stuff. That would be awesome. We'd like to get more people up in here.
Yeah.
And chatting, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry, what was the next match?
It was Cobb, Sabin, Gordon versus Goto, Beretta, Chucky T.
I thought this match was good.
This is where it started picking up for me
for
the night. I thought Chucky T he was the most entertaining part.
Yeah.
Jeff Cobb, my God, that dude is going to be a star.
Yeah.
He is so good. And he walked out with the Ring of Honor TV Championship, which he won the night before.
Yep, he won before off Punishment Martinez, and rumors are Punishment Martinez is headed to NXT. Yeah, we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I thought Chucky T looked great. I thought Beretta looked good. Brian Payne asks us, and we can go ahead and answer this, is the Bullet Club leaving Ring of Honor? I am not convinced either way.
He's not convinced. I don't know.
I don't think that the results of tonight were indicative of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to know until they decide.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know, but.
I don't even know if they know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be a last minute thing.
There's not going to be anything that shows us what they're going to do because they know that the way for them to make the most money is to not show any commitment one way or another.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Good question, though. I mean, that's definitely the most important topic in wrestling. It doesn't matter if you watch WWE, Ring of Honor, Impact, whatever. The most important topic in wrestling for hardcore fans like us is what does the Bullet Club do?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that the six-man match was good. Flip Gordon looked good. New Japan, like always, does a great job of making the multi-man matches everybody look good.
Yeah. Let's move over to the next match, which was Suzuki Gun, which is Zack Sabre Jr., mm-hmm. Davey Boy Smith Jr., yeah. and Lance Archer. And they faced LIJ.
Yeah. Weird finish to this match, though. Not the match was fine.
I don't even know if it was a weird finish. It was just the long pause.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. And someone in the comments, let me know, do you know why they had Evil stand out there for so long? Like, I know LIJ's been losing a lot, but to me, and we thought that Naito was about to turn on.
We thought Naito was about to turn. We thought Jericho was about to show up.
We thought Evil was going to turn.
Maybe it was just New Japan trolling.
Yeah.
It could have been that.
We started just now at 12 a.m. Eastern MVP. It's just because the show just ended. So we're doing an instant reaction, and our show on Wednesday that we usually do is at 8:30 p.m. CST, so 9:30 all time. It was weird. I don't really know why there was that super long pause.
How's it going, Cody?
But the match was fine. LIJ lost like they always do. It seems like they lose a lot. I was hoping Naito would pick up a win in the States, but. What are you gonna do?
Let's move over to another tag match.
Yeah,
this is my one thing that I
hate.
That's
your one thing
Japan.
You hate. Yeah, you want singles matches.
This is so many tag matches. Mm. But we had Chaos, which was Jay Watt and Ghetto, who just turned on Okada.
Right, it's a new alliance.
Yeah, and they defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kushida, and it was a pretty good match, decent.
Mm.
But my favorite part was. Of course, the aftermath.
Right, right.
Jay White getting on the mic and...
You know, but the problem I have with this is I like Jay White. I've been big on Jay White since the moment I saw him.
Jay White's great.
It was a very Jay White match. Like, it was... it was slow, but fast.
This is something that you said during the show, though. Yeah. You're like, I'm not supposed to like a Jay White match.
No, you're not supposed to. And so I challenge all of you guys to find fault in my reasoning here. And if you do, that's fine. I welcome it, but... For me, when you watch Jay White, he's supposed to be the ultimate heel for New Japan right now. That's what they're booking him as. And so you're not really supposed to enjoy it. He's supposed to be a slower pace. He's going to make you boo. He's doing the cheating, being the dishonorable, all the good stuff. Same stuff Cody does, but Cody's a natural face in real life, so it doesn't translate as well. Jay White's promo after was killer.
Yeah.
Told the crowd to shut up. You paid to watch me wrestle, and now you're going to hear me talk.
Yeah.
I thought that was excellent. I do think Jay White will end up holding that belt at some point, the IWGP belt. I just don't know when.
You think he's taking that briefcase? I'm going to say no.
I don't think he's taking the briefcase. I think the money for Wrestle Kingdom is Tanahashi versus Omega as your main event. And I think it needs to be that. But I do see a program starting with Jay White and Omega after that. If Omega does indeed stay.
Yes.
So.
Big part.
This is a big, good point here. Big guy can't read it. Big O on a pup. Big O WS on a... Evil and Zack Sabre Jr. program set up. Yes, absolutely. I like that. It separates it from Naito Jericho and from the rest of LIJ and Suzuki Gun. I think that's probably true. Okay. I think that makes sense.
All right. We're going to move over to the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship Tournament semifinal, which was Will Ospreay versus Marty Scurll. Match of the night for me.
Yeah, match of the night, 100%. We said when we predicted on this week's show that was going to be the match of the night. I said on Wilfred Watches when I guest spot on that. I said that was great. What's up, Jacob? Thanks for joining on YouTube. I said that was going to be the match of the night there, and it was.
It started off hot.
Yeah, so hot. Darth Vader, you're 100%. Yeah, that match was absolutely amazing.
Match was crazy.
Started with a Spanish fly.
Yeah.
Because fuck being safe.
Yeah.
Perfect Spanish fly.
Which we have a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who hates their neck more? Uh-huh. Is it Ospreay or is it Ibushi?
It was actually a less dangerous match than I expected.
Really?
I mean, it was still pretty rough, but for Marty and Ospreay, like it was pretty tame.
That match was just absolute madness to me. I fucking loved it.
NoFX fan, I like this question, and it is an odd question. Can you see New Japan trying to purge some NXT talent? Releases, yes.
Yeah, it's not going to come from. I don't think NXT people are going to be asking for releases to join New Japan.
I don't know. I think it depends. I don't think the U.S. expansion for New Japan is successful enough yet for that to be enticing. Yeah. I do think that these people that get released, I would think New Japan is where they want to be. I would think that New Japan is their number one priority for the male talent, obviously.
I mean, like, yeah, like Juice Robinson, who made that effort.
Right.
Once he got released, he made an effort to join New Japan. But
right.
I haven't seen anybody else. Of course, WWE has not been releasing talent quite as often.
Probably because they know there's other options now, like New Japan. I keep pointing at the screen over here because we had it still up while they were showing the press conference. And what's up? Harlinsburg 33, how's it going? Thanks for joining on Periscope.
It's going good,
you guys are watching there. Please make sure you hit a retweet and hit a like and follow and all that good stuff.
Let's move over to the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship match, which you had the Young Bucks versus G.O.D.
And if you are new to New Japan, that is Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah.
So if you watch a lot of New Japan, you watch a lot of Young Bucks matches, you know very immediately that this was not a Young Bucks match. This was definitely a G.O.D. match.
Yes, 100%.
Tama Tonga looked good. He has not recently. He has not looked good recently at all. So I'm happy for him that he looked good.
What do you think about the selling of Matt with the back?
I'm a little over the back spots. I'm a little over him.
Until he takes a long extended break, I get it. But yeah. He just did come back from doing All In.
Yeah, 30 days, though. But he didn't sell. I don't think that he sold, and I haven't watched. We were going to do Death Before Dishonor. We were going to recap that tonight, too, but neither of us gotten a chance to watch it. I was at a wedding, drinking all weekend. So there's that.
And drinking that.
And drinking a little bit now until I go sober October, but we'll talk about that on Wednesday. Anyway, I think that it was a good match. I like the pacing. I really like that New Japan lets these, because usually when we watch other promotions, if the heels dominate the match, the babyfaces have a comeback and they win. That was not the case here. The Bucks were dominated this entire match. Nick looked great. He was carrying the team. That's been a story they've been working a lot in New Japan, is Nick carrying the Young Bucks and Matt being too injured to help. So I like that quite a bit. I do like the decision to give G.O.D. the belts. I don't think this is... I said jokingly, Emilia was like, well, maybe they are done. Maybe the Bucks are gone. But
of course, he also says that after... Anytime a Bullet
Club member loses. I do say that. I didn't say it after Hangman and Chase lost, because Chase Owens always loses.
That's true.
I said, how is he the crown jewel? But yeah. Oh, hey, what's up, Wade Wilson? Thanks, bud. Jacob. Okay, I gotcha. But anyway, what I was trying to get at is that like the heels dominate the match and then end up winning the match, and I like that because it makes the heels look strong and it looks like you said, heel wrestle. The right team won the titles, and it does further the storyline, and that's what this is about.
Yeah, I think this is what we wanted.
Yeah, yeah. And there's this big, like, we have the two big factions in New Japan now with, like, turmoil. Like, Chaos and Bullet Club are fucked right now.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Well, it's only, awesome. Like, two members out of Bullet Club that are...
Well, no, it's not just two, because Bone Soldiers, Ishimori's part of that, and then there's the other Tongan, and I can't remember his name right now. Tongaloa, there's Tama Tonga, and I can't remember who it is. Yes, and that's a big point, too. Good point, too. G.O.D. will be in the tag league, and the Young Bucks are not.
Yeah.
And so you need to have that belt represented there. I think the last time, what Wilford Watches told me was the last time that they did not have the heavyweight titles was like 2006 or something.
Oh, wow.
Like a long time. And Shane Richardson, I agree with you, man. I think that they are holding off for Omega versus Ibushi at MSG.
Yeah.
Bad Luck Fale. Yeah, that's another person that's there. I mean, it's like a 10-member war.
I guess I haven't seen them in a while.
Well, you forget about Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah.
You do.
But yeah, tag match. I thought it was a good tag match. I thought it was good.
Cody Rhodes' source says, everyone bow down, triple champ, and if he was to win the world title, the IWGP world title would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's move over to, before that, let's talk about Cody versus Juice for the IWGP United States Championship.
Yeah, and...
I think this was your biggest shock of the night.
It was the biggest shock of the night. We both marked the fuck out. We're wearing Cody shirts, so clearly... Cody Rhodes source, you should appreciate that you follow us because we are big Cody fans. I was not in January. A lot has changed in 9 months.
Yeah.
But it's almost like I had a new baby.
He got a haircut.
Juice stinks. I don't agree with that.
No, Juice is great.
I don't agree. I think Juice is fantastic. I thought this match...
I think his gear is weird, but...
His gear is weird. This is a Cody Rhodes match, though.
Yes, 100%.
And what did I say during the broadcast? We were watching, and I said, you know, the nice thing about... Cody Rhodes matches is once you accept that Cody Rhodes matches are going to be very like storyline driven and very WWE guy in the indies, you learn to like all of his matches.
Yeah.
They're all pretty even keel. They're all pretty much the same. Not the same matches, but they're the same pacing. So I thought it was a good match.
Yeah.
The pin was great.
Yeah.
Yes, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
It just threw me off. Like, I was not expecting that at all. Of course, I think we both picked Juice winning, but so for that to happen, we thought, is it a double pin? And then they announced a new, you know, perfect.
Yeah, both shoulders were down. Both sets of shoulders were down.
Yeah.
So we know, and this is not like, this is a wrestling thing. And if you're a New Japan fan and also a WWE fan, you know that oftentimes we will complain about this, but this is done so rarely in New Japan that it doesn't feel like a burnout. And Metal 2006 just said, the way they end it made it feel like it's going to be a long rivalry. You have a built-in rematch immediately. So next week we'll have a King of Pro Wrestling. We'll have that triple threat that was announced. We'll get there. But then, obviously, we're going to get a rematch of Juice.
Let's talk about Cody's character, though.
Yeah, I think it's split personalities across promotions. Is it intentional? Or
I have no idea. It's kind of weird for you to do that, especially in 2018, like to have... so many different types of storylines happening at once where I have no idea who I'm getting. Because especially after, what was it? Not Dominion. It was...
The Long Beach show.
The Long Beach show.
Yeah.
It felt like Cody turned face in New Japan.
Yeah.
But and he was pretty much face up till tonight.
And he was face at the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, sort of. But... and that just threw me off.
No effects fan. The title change didn't end with a draw. The ref acted like he couldn't tell, and he thought Cody had the pin. So the ref sold really well too. I want to talk about that. I love the refs in New Japan. I think they do a great job. And in those situations, they sell so well with their faces that it's like this ref was like, I don't really know. I'm going to make a call on the fly. Boom, this is the call. And he said that Cody had the pin. And big shock. Heel wrestle. Yeah, I'm sad you're not a fan of Juice, but I didn't see it either, but I am happy that Cody walked out with it.
Oh, yeah,
100%. He's one of the hottest attractions in indie wrestling right now.
Oh,
so.
100%.
I do want to, before we get to the last thing, someone mentioned that they think, and I can't remember who it was that said it, but they mentioned that they thought this was just a Bullet Club show, and I don't feel that way. I felt like there was enough other stuff.
Yeah, a Bullet Club show was all in.
Yeah, a Bullet Club show was all in. And the other thing, too, is New Japan and ROH are going to be dominated by the Bullet Club for a while. Until they leave.
And I find that to be a big problem for ROH. Not New Japan, but for ROH.
No, it works in New Japan because it's faction-based anyway. And if the Bullet Club left, then you would just move it over to Chaos and LIJ and Suzuki Gun, and you're fine. Yeah. But ROH might be an issue. ROH is a Bullet Club show. That's a Bullet Club show.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
We saw way more matches with non-Bullet Club members. There are only 3 Bullet Club matches. Four.
Four.
7. 4 out of
nine.
Yeah, they're 4 out of 9 or 10 matches, so it's not too bad.
That was only 9 matches tonight.
And then your main event?
Yeah, let's talk about the main event. We had the Golden Lovers, which is Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi versus, I don't know why I did that.
I have no idea.
But it was Chaos with Okada and Ishii.
Let me ask you this. I don't know how much Ishii you've seen. How do you feel about Ishii?
Because I never got around to seeing the Kenny Omega versus Ishii.
Either
the only Ishii match that I've seen was him against Suzuki.
And I think you were big on him in that match, weren't
you? I was like, these two guys are just beating the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
But tonight was like my really, like, really like my first chance of seeing, like, mm-hmm. what he can do. Mm-hmm. And I was impressed.
Did I undersell him or oversell him?
No.
Yeah. No.
Especially after I told you that JR has said, uh-huh. if you're a wrestling fan, you don't like Ishii,
uh-huh.
you might as well just give up.
Yeah, Ishii's great. One of the nice things, he did deserve his positioning tonight. I agree. He looks like a main eventer.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before we get into the details of that match. How do you feel about Ishii's no-selling?
Oh, I don't have a problem. He's a big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Big guy. He doesn't have to sell everything.
Do you feel the same way about Ibushi's no-selling? His is that he's insane, I guess, is where he gets that.
I see, to me, with Ibushi, like, he's a pretty big guy, too, so it doesn't bother me one bit. Plus, it's just a New Japan style.
Yeah, strong style.
Where
yeah.
I accept that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So you wouldn't accept that in WWE or NXT? Actually, it would work in NXT for me,
too. It would work for NXT. It just depends on where... It has to be, like, in the moment type thing.
Okay, that makes sense. So the match was fantastic. You could argue this was the match of the night, and if you told me this was your match of the night, I'm not going to disagree with you.
No.
To me, I just like Ospreay and Marty Scurll a lot, and so for me, that like that's one of my favorite rivalries in all of wrestling right yeah. now, if not my favorite.
Plus, there was something on the line.
Right, that. Right. And this was just a tag match main event. It's
your main attraction.
Yeah, it's your main attraction. We did get a lot of teasing of Okada versus Omega squaring off. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I liked it. I think they could have done a better job teasing it
okay.
or making them wait for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were doing a pretty good job until I saw them do, what is the Golden Lovers? You Can't Escape.
What oh, the that? Terminator. Rise of the Terminator.
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
And I realized, I was like, oh, wait, they just did that to Okada.
Yeah.
And then they did the whole back positioning and realizing, yeah. oh, we're in the ring together. I was like, I would have liked that to be kind of reversed.
Yeah. I will say what I liked about the way Ghetto booked this match, and maybe he didn't book all this match. Maybe Okada and Omega and then booked it on the fly, but it was one English speaker with a bunch of Japanese guys.
Yeah.
So it's probably Ghetto booked it. I like that even though Okada and Omega did face off a little bit, I feel like that rivalry and that matchup is still protected because we didn't see enough of it to be like, man, Kenny got the upper hand on Okada. He's got the upper hand on Okada. Didn't feel that way for me.
No.
Heel wrestle, yes. I think that does make me think that Omega versus Okada is far from done. I think that ideally what New Japan wants is they're hoping Kenny doesn't go and that they want their big four. Their big four is Okada, Omega, Naito, and
Tanahashi.
Yeah, that's their big four. And when Tanahashi is finally going to retire, whenever that day may be, it would be Ishii, I think, maybe, or Jay White.
Yeah, I think Jay
White. I think Ishii or Jay White, they'll end up having a top five. They really have a top five yeah. now.
That match was, though, it was just, I think everybody got their shit in.
Uh-huh.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Especially the ending.
Mm-hmm.
When Omega just kicked the fuck out of Okada.
Yeah, he just punted him, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You missed it, though, because
I was tweeting, yeah.
You missed this drop kick from Okada.
Yeah.
Ibushi. And it reminded me, if you've watched this match from NXT,
uh-huh.
and it was probably like one of my first times of seeing like Finn Balor do like his corner drop kick.
Yeah.
But he did it to Hideo Itami.
Oh, no. Hideo Itami sold out on it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Kevin Cito said, Andre the Giant sold and didn't sell. It's like Kyle said, depending on the what moment, and called for a sign of a pro. Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Kevin, you would actually really like this Ishii guy, though, because he's an old-school wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with BJ Bethel tweets. Seems like Ishii does get better in positioning. He does get better positioning in the U.S. But I think that Ishii needs to be one of your Japanese stars you push, because I think that kind of Japanese wrestler translates well to Americans, because it's a big badass that will, like, Americans will accept that Ishii is a strong style wrestler. They just will.
Yeah.
They accept Okada. Good God, do they accept Okada. Okada's fucking over in the States. It's crazy. You wouldn't think he would be, but yeah. He is. Overall, I thought the show was great. Golden Lovers ended up picking up the victory. There's no way they're losing in America. No way Kenny's losing in America ever.
No. Well, I wouldn't say ever, but for the foreseeable future.
No, not for the foreseeable future. Heel Wrestle asks, do we think that Ibushi will turn on Kenny at King of Pro Wrestling? Not then.
No, I didn't feel that at all.
I do think that there will be a turn.
No, I didn't see their name, but do you think Omega should drop the title to an up-and-comer?
Yeah, and that's why I think that if and when Kenny re-signs with New Japan, I think that he'll drop it to Jay White eventually.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. I think he needs to drop it to Jay White, and I think it's more important because I would like to see them transition. Kenny beats Tanahashi. Jay White somehow and whatever comes up after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think.
Like how we get there.
If Omega's staying,
uh-huh.
he's facing Tanahashi.
Right.
Kingdom.
Right.
But if he's planning on leaving, mm-hmm. he's going to face Jay White.
I think so, too. I agree with that. I think that's what we're going to find out. If somewhere along the line, Jay White picks up that briefcase, I think it's because they're buying.
And that's not like 100. That's just a feeling. So, like, even they could still even do that.
They could
still. It doesn't mean shit.
But to me, it would make more sense for if they're going to do that, just to do an emergency, like an audible, and have Jay White be your top Gaijin, and go from there. Like, I think that's just what you need to do. I think they clearly have positioned him to be the guy that takes over that role from Omega whenever, even, and not like now. To me, it feels like they're booking Jay White to be that guy much further down the line.
Jay White's only 25?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's still super young.
Yeah, and I think they need to capitalize on this now before inevitably other promotions will be very interested in that guy, and if they're not already.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he's fantastic. What would you give this show letter grade?
Letter grade? I give it an A.
Yeah, I'd give it an easy A.
It was fun, A. With the Osprey Skrull match, with the... I was super swerved by both title matches.
Yeah.
And then the main event was... It delivered.
Yeah, though the tag match was better than people I think are going to give it credit for.
I think it was a good story match.
Jacob Barton, I think that Omega will sign with WWE in the future. I have always maintained that. I think they all do. I don't think it's this year.
Yeah, Omega's, what, 35, 36?
Something like that.
Something like that. AJ didn't sign until he was 38.
Yeah.
I mean, he could still wait. I mean, the way that he wrestles, he could, yeah.
And the Bucks and Cody are in their low 30s. I think Marty Scurll's gone.
Yeah, you're pretty set on that.
Jay White will be too gay. Yes, exactly. Jay White will be a Gaijin without actually technically being a Gaijin. So he'll be, because we talked about this, Jay White came up through the New Japan Dojo system. Mm-hmm. He was a young lion. There's videos on New Japan World that you can see of him freaking out watching Tanahashi. So I think that's why they're buying into him so much. Like, he is New Japan. He is New Japan through and through from, like, childhood all the way till now. And he's from New Zealand, too, so... You know, he speaks English, speaks it very well. He has a great bad guy voice because of his accent.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, I feel terrible in, like, a Southern American for saying certain accents sound like a villain. But they
I'm not going to agree with that because if you listen to a British person talk, you automatically think they're much smarter than you.
Yeah, well, that's
true. It's just the accent. It's just, I don't know. That could be a little
Kevin
racist.
Cito asked if he's too old to wrestle. Too Never. Ugly. Definitely too ugly. You're 100% too ugly.
Never too old, though.
Yeah, never too old.
DDP didn't get big until he was 35.
That is true.
And you're only 50,
That is true. So, I think the show is great. And before we end this...
What is your grade?
Oh, an A. Yeah, an easy A. Yeah, I wouldn't give it like an A+. I don't think this is going to... This was an A show, but it's not going to be a show that I'll probably remember when we do our 2018 recap.
No.
I don't... It's good. It was very good. I'm trying to pull up our list of patrons so we can shout those fellas out. But
and if you want to become a patron, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/smarttodeath. We have a lot of different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you join for $1, you get a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Especially coming up this week.
Yeah, so this week we are wrestling.
We're going to wrestle.
No, we're not wrestling. We are... interviewing Kid Cash, who was in ECW. He was an X Division champ, you said, in TNA.
TNA, he was in WWE.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Kid Cash this week.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now, and this is some promotion stuff, but it won't be very long. We're going to start doing interviews, and we'll put them out a week early and on Patreon.com, and then they'll be free on the episode following on the next week. So everything will still be free eventually. Except for one thing, but listen to the show. We'll talk about that.
That early bird access.
Early bird access. Yes, I love a good early bird dinner. But yeah, great show. We now know it.
Oh, we got to talk about the triple threat.
Yeah, King of Pro Wrestling. We do have Ibushi versus Cody versus Kenny. Kenny made the match between Ibushi and Kenny.
Let's talk about how the way this was all set up. So, of course, Kenny's closing the show, and he throws out the challenge to Ibushi, like, people want to see the rematch.
Yeah.
And then... out comes Cody, says, I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Triple threat.
Yeah. And see, this is why that the whoever made the point that they think they're holding off Ibushi versus Omega till Madison Square Garden, this is why. This is why it's going to happen. Yeah. What is ROH's WrestleMania? NoFX fan asks. Supercard of Honor. And this year it's G1 Supercard of Honor. G1 Supercard is what it's called. So
the G1 Supercard.
Yeah, New Japan and Ring of Honor are very intelligently working together. And so same weekend as WrestleMania weekend at the same time as NXT TakeOver.
And I'm hearing right now NXT is planning to do a lot of different stuff.
Well, they have to because they have 22,000 fans that are in Madison Square Garden in a show that's much more anticipated no matter what an NXT TakeOver does. You will never beat the anticipation of a big wrestling show in Madison Square
Garden. All I know is we're doing double TV that night.
Yeah, we are. best show as far as tag matches that you've seen in years. I actually agree with that. I think the tag matches were booked well. And we talked about that when the broadcast ended, was all of these tag matches actually move stories along. Okada cannot win big matches right
now.
He keeps losing.
Evil
has now set up something. We don't know what that is. Obviously, there's going to be something moved along with Jay White and Ghetto. And then the six-man match at the beginning, not really. Chase Owens still looks like the weak version of the Bullet Club. And so, it is.
And then you had the Rise of Jeff Cobb.
Rise of Jeff Cobb, yeah. You did see that. And then we saw that it looks like it's going to be Jeff Cobb versus Goto, probably for the Never Open Weight title next week. So that'll be a good match. Hopefully Goto's not very consistent, but Jeff Cobb is, and he's fantastic. So who's your standout performer for the night?
Okay, this is, you're not going to like it. Chucky T.
Oh, I like Chucky T. I thought
he did a phenomenal job. And we have a lot of people that hate Chucky T, but I thought he looked great.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably go with Ishii for me. I'm just really big on Ishii right now. Close for Ospreay. I've realized now that, and all of you know, and Wilfred, we talked about this, and Mr. Warren Hayes will eventually get to this video, and he'll laugh at me. I'm very big on New Japan, and I like a lot of the New Japan wrestlers bigger and better, because I equate it to college football version what's it called? But they're professionals, but they're just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
But I really realize that they're probably all of my favorite wrestlers are very big in New Japan right now. Like, Ospreay's way up there for me. Marty's way up there for me. Omega's my favorite. Ishii is really probably probably rounding out my top five at this point.
And of course, you got Okada.
And Okada, I love Cody. Cody, I clearly love. So, good show. Let's answer this last question from Jacob Barton.
What do you think of the WWE 2K19? Nothing until they add GM mode.
Yeah, I'm not. I do like the new career mode thing. That's cool.
They have the same indies.
They did, but they kind of have a very similar thing in Fire Pro Wrestling, which is a better game, and you can still do the ending. So, anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this show. We appreciate you joining us live. What we're going to do for patrons is we're going to actually rip the audio. I'm going to do that. Probably tomorrow. I'm going to rip the audio from the YouTube video and put it out there so you guys can listen to just the audio if you want. And later this week, this audio will be out in full, probably Thursday.
Yeah.
Wednesday or Thursday. But
let's run down those patrons.
Yeah, so shout out to our patrons. Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter.
Papa Suter.
Robert Jackson, Talkamania, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, Zach Humphrey, and our cash-only patron who is in the chat as he always is, Kevin Cito, you big-headed bastard. Also,
can't get caps.
Hey, good night, Heel Wrestling. Thanks for hanging out and listening to us. And so, if you guys don't follow us everywhere, all that good stuff. And we will be back on Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. CST.
Yes.
So we will be live just like this in our recording studio with microphones in front of our faces, talking about a lot of stuff because there's a lot going on already.
Oh my God.
So for Kyle.
Oh. You're taking it.
I'm taking it this time. Yeah. Well, Karis is texting you, so I thought I'd get you out of here. For Kyle, I'm Anthony. Thanks for hanging out. Have a great night, guys.
Peace.